We are continuing Surah An'am, and the verse we recite is verse number 73. And the translation goes like that: And it is who created the heavens and the earth with the truth. And the day he says be, and it is. His word is the truth, and to him belongs all sovereignty on the day. When the trumpet will be blown, knower of unseen and the visible, and he is the all-wise and all-aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said haq twice in this verse. He said he is the one who created heavens and earth with truth. What is the truth? That what we see universe is the truth, is the reality. It's not like imagination. We can touch it, we can feel it, is the truth. It's not like just, it's just talking and thinking and imagination, but it's a reality. But the truth, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, and when we'll say be, it will be. All, because with the be, this universe came out. And when you see the be of the hereafter, the hereafter will come out. All he should say is be. His be is not like saying, literal saying, but his be comes in action. It will happen. And again, he repeats, Qawlul Haq again. This is the truth. He said truth in the first time, and then again he said truth, Qawlul Haq. For the Mulk, his kingdom will be on that when the trumpet will be blown. We will see his kingdom. We will see. See, right now we are seeing his creation, and there is a kingdom, but we don't see his kingdom in reality. The way it should be like, what is the kingdom in reality? Which we don't see is angels, hell, heaven. These things are not seen right now visually. Is that kind of kingdom? That kingdom will come out when the trumpet will be blown, when we'll be gathered in front of him. There will be twice trumpet will be blown. One trumpet, everybody will die. Second trumpet, which is talking in this world, everybody will raise, and they'll raise. They'll see the real kingdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. We'll be helpless. Can't move without his hook. Can't do anything. We'll be like in a complete surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada, he knows unseen and visible. Wa huwa al Hakim al Khabir, and he is all wise and all aware. Now these verses are coming for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa idh qala Ibrahim li abihi azar attakhadhu Asnaman Aliha Inni Araka wa Qawmaka fi Dalali Mubin. And when Abraham said to his father Azar, do you take idols for gods? Verily I see you and your people in manifest error. Allah said Azar is Ab, father. In Arabic, Ab can be said for the father, maternal grandmother, maternal grandfather, an uncle, and even teacher. So finally, it is that he was his uncle. His father's biological father's name was Taruk, who was a mu'min. So that is the discussion. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father Azar, which was his uncle, do you take idols for God? Surely, verily I see you and your people in manifest error. And there are a lot of verses in Quran about their talking between each other. And there are a lot of discussion, and Ibrahim alayhi salam said that they are not for you in benefit or your harm. And then he broke them and everything happened, and Azar got very angry and he said that I'm going to get you stoned, get out of here. So there are a lot of verses about it in Quran. But we are not going into those details, we don't have time, but this is the discussion starting in Quran in few verses. It should be about Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that was the first verse about it. Now the next verse is فَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلُكُوتُ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And thus we show Ibrahim the dominions of heavens and the earth, and that he might be of those who are sure. مَلُكُوتُ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. So Ibrahim alayhi salam came to the conclusion with Allah's guidance that the whole universe is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a nourisher of the universe. He is a sustainer of the universe. He came to that conclusion. And this conclusion came because Allah showed him the kingdom. the Maluku, the kingdom. And there are a lot of hadith about this issue. Imam Jafar says about this verse, he opened for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for him what is on the earth and those who are on the it. What is on the heaven and those who are on it, and angels who carries it, and the throne and those who are on it. He similarly did this for messenger of Rasul Akram and Mullah Muttaqiyan, same thing. So Allah opened the earth and Allah opened the heavens for Ibrahim alayhi salam to see the secrets, and even those people who are there, even in heaven, and the angels, and the angels who carry the throne. And same thing was happened to our Prophet Sallallahu and Imam Ali. So what? Wali yakunu min al muqineen, so that they become the one who are the at the level of surety. Because all Prophet, because there are verses of Quran about Aymatahirin, I don't know time, that they were the one who used to do Amr bin Maruf and they used to keep patience because they were the among the people who were the sure, who were the yaqeen. So this is the qualification of an imam, to have yaqeen. And Ibrahim alayhi salam surely became imam. And Mullah Muttaqiyan says that if you take away all these curtains away from me, my yaqeen will not go even higher. My surety will not even go higher because he had seen everything. Because without yaqeen, you will not go to level of infallibility. Because more you have faith, your sin goes down. Faith has effect on your obedience. We'll read some verses about it. So that when you are on this level of yaqeen, you will not sin. Falamma janna alayhi laylu ra'a kokaba qala hadha rabbi. Falamma afla qala la uhibbul afilin. So when the night outspread over him, he saw a star, he said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I don't like the setting ones. Now, before we start these verses, we will do some discussion, inshallah. And this discussion is from Mizan, and I'm showing you Mizan, which I'm reading here, volume 13. And the discussion is from Mizan. These verses came when Ibrahim alayhi salam was in a cave. Because he was in cave, because his mother was scared of his life. So from the birth he was there. And one day he came out of the cave to his uncle's house. And these verses are about one day and the night and the next day. On the day he discussed, when he came to uncle, he discussed about this issue which we talked about. Now the night comes and the star comes, he discussed about that. Then moon comes, then he discusses about that. Then the morning comes, and then he discusses about sun. Now, for us, people like us, when we are born, we don't have faith because we know nothing. Then we slowly gain knowledge and we start contemplating about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we reach to level of balugh. Then it's mandatory about us to have faith. But this faith has to be achieved by ourselves, not by somebody else teaching that you get a faith and you have faith. No, we have to do ourselves. So we have a stage of not knowing anything to the stage when we are like 14 and a half, when we have faith. In between, we argue with ourselves about Allah's existence and Prophet being our Prophet and book our being Prophet, book being our book, right? So in that discussion, when we are discussing ourselves and we don't reach to any conclusion, it doesn't mean that we are become disbeliever. We are in the search because we are arguing. When we become baligh and we have this faith, this is the right faith, acquired faith. We have to acquire faith. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he came out of the den, he was a little child. He did not, the way verses look, that he had not seen even a sky at that time. So when he sees star, he got amazed. Then when he saw the moon, he got amazed. Then he saw the sun, he got amazed. And he started asking questions to himself. Now, there are two different arguments, and we will read those hadiths from Aymatahirin. One narration goes this way, that he was struggling. He knew who his creator is. He knew one Lord, because the ideology at the time of polytheist and Sabbatians was that there is one creator, but there are a lot of rabs, lords, who do small chores here and there, death and wind and floods and all that. So he, Ibrahim alayhi salam, knew his creator. His argument to himself was about loads. And he kept arguing to himself and he kept rejecting them till he reached to the final conclusion. But he did not come to the certain faith that this is my Lord for sure, but he kept changing his argument for his own sake. That's one argument. And we'll read those narrations. Another argument is that he said all these things just because he wanted to seek attention of polytheists and to be on their side and then teach them slowly that no, you are wrong. This is the way it is. So there are two different arguments. So I'm going to recite inshallah some ahadith because Mamun asked Imam Raza alayhi salam that Maazallah was Ibrahim alayhi salam was a kafir that he said that star is my Lord. He said no. At that time there were three groups of people, polytheists. One worship Venus, one worship moon, and one worships sun. And he wanted to attract their attention, and just to be on their side, he was arguing like that, although he did not believe in that way. That's the first argument. Now there are some other, and I'm reciting all from Miza. Now there's our fifth and sixth Imam was asked about this verse. Then they replied, he was looking for his Lord and had not disbelieved. He was looking for Lord, but he did not disbelieve. Anyone from people who thinks like that, that means who is in search of truth, he's like him too. So means he was in the search of truth, he did not disbelieve. I must say, and somebody who is in that kind of search situation, he's like him. Means he did not disbelieve. Like somebody who is from out of the civilization, who know nothing, you know, maybe in the woods somewhere. So maybe if he is in the search of this way, he is not also a disbeliever because he is not used to. Now there is another hadith from sixth Imam. When he was asked, whosoever, the Imam says, whosoever says it today is a polytheist. But in case of Ibrahim, there was no shirk since he was seeking his Lord. However, that statement from someone else would be shirk. Why? Why? Because now everybody knows who the Lord is. At that time, everybody was polytheist. Nobody can say today this way because everybody know it is a well-established fact. There is one Lord, one God. One God and one Lord. One creator and one Rabb also. That's what Imam said. And then, there is another hadith. From sixth Imam, it was not shirk in case of Ibrahim, since he was the search of his Lord. From other, it would be shirk. And then there's one more hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He said, he did not reach to anything like shirk. He intended something other than what he said. That means that he was just taking the side of polytheists for the sake of argument. So now I'm going to read the translation, inshallah. So when the night outspread over him, he saw a star, he said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I don't like the setting ones. When night fall him, he said, this is my Lord. But when it set down, he said, I don't like the setting ones. Inni la uhibbul afilin, surely I don't love the one who goes setting one. So, sixth Imam says, religion is nothing but love. Because who sells down is not to be loved. So, he was in the search of his Lord. So, sixth Imam says, religion is nothing but love. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is all the time. He is there all the time. It's all love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what was that star? That star was Venus. According to Ahlul Bayt, the star of Venus. What happens then when sun goes down from the western horizon, a beautiful star comes out, everybody looks at it, it's Venus. And it shines for some time in the west horizon, then it goes down. Then comes the moon. So that's what happened. So when it went down, moon came. Now next verse, فَلَمَّا رَأَ الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ إِنْ قَالَ إِلَّمْ يَهَدِينِ رَبِّي لا أكونن من قوم الضالين فلما أفلق على Then he says, Falamma ra'al qamra bazighan qala hada rabbi. Falamma afla qala la illam yahdini rabbi lakunanna min al-qawmid dhalin. Then when he saw the moon uprising, he said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, if my Lord does not guide me, I shall surely be of the people gone astray. When he saw moon going down, he said, if my Lord will not guide me, I'll be the one who will be among the astray. He appreciated his Lord's guidance. He was always guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا رَعَلْ شَمْسَ بَعْزِقًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرْ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. And when he saw the sun uprising, he said, this is my Lord, this is greater. But when it set, he said, oh my people, surely I quit of what you associate. He just showed his disgusting feeling towards the people that I don't associate, I quit what you associate. Then he says such a beautiful thing, inni wajjahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara samawati wal ard hanifan wama ana minal mushrikeen. Verily I have turned my face towards him who created the heavens and the earth being upright, and I am not of the idolaters. So then he says that I turned my face, you know, giving full attention to the Lord of the universe. That's why his beauty, turning the, we have to do the same way, you know. That's why we turn our face towards Qibla in the Salat. Our heart should be always towards Qibla. That's why Allah gave him such a high position of building Kaaba, because he put his face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Then he used a beautiful sentence, Fatrat Samawati Lord, who created the heavens and earth. See, there are a lot of other words could be used, Khaliq, or they are also creation, you know. But because they say same thing, creation, but Mizan says the reason it was said Fatrat Samawati Ardi Hanifan, because what is Hanifan? Hanifan means the upright religion. Hanifan is upright religion towards rightness. And what is upright religion? Is the religion of fitra. We said fitra samawatiyat. And it comes to fitra on the same level. Fitra means the religion of nature. So what is Fitrat? Is our religion. Fitrat is what? Our fitrat is to marry. Our fitrat is to eat. The kind of fitrat, the nature Allah created, that is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is the religion of Islam is. And this word Allah used, especially word fatra, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal ard hanifan wama ana minal mushrikeen. Verily I had turned my face towards him who created the heavens and earth being upright, Hanifa, and I am not of the idolaters. وَحَاجُهُ قُومُ قَالَ أَتُحَاجُنِي فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ حَدَانْ وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُنُ بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَوَسِيَ رَبِّي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا أَفْلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And his people disputed with him. He said, do you dispute with me about Allah while he has guided me? And I do not fear of what you associate with him unless my Lord wishes for something. My Lord includes everything in his knowledge. Will you not then remember? Then his people started arguing with him, because what he said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, his logic, he tried to explain to them, then they started arguing him. When they started arguing him, Ibrahim alayhi salam said that, do you dispute with me Allah while he has guided me? He gave all credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his guidance before he started arguing them in more detail. And then he said, I do not fear what you associate with him unless my Lord wishes for something. My Lord includes everything in his knowledge. Now, he says that I do not fear what you associate. There are two kind of why those polytheists were worshipping those idols, for the two things: to get benefit or to steer from their harm. Ibrahim alayhi salam argued that neither they give any benefit nor they give harm, so I don't fear them. Every good benefit or harm comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I do not fear what you associate. Because Allah gave him the guidance. So now, there is a beautiful discussion in Mizan about it, that the discussion is there that Allah guided him towards his guidance. That's why he loved Allah and followed Allah. If those idols were the real God, they should have sent him the guidance. But they did not send any guidance. That's why the guidance is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is one more argument about it. Some say that those police used to say that our idols hated you. That's why they did not give you any guidance. That's why you are not on the right path. So he also refuted that by saying that in Quran Hakim, وَلَا أَخَافُوا مَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ إِلَّا أَيْهِشَا رَبِّي شَيْهَا. I am not afraid of any situation. Except what my Lord wishes for something. So what I am worried is something different. What I am worried is, except my Lord wish something. وَسِيَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. My Lord includes everything in His knowledge. Because Allah, he is only afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we should be, that everything belongs to Allah and His knowledge covers everything. So any kind of goodness or any kind of problem comes with His will. That's what he was afraid of. Because he is the Lord of the universe. So he said, only I am afraid of my Lord for any problems. وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And how should I fear what you have associated? While you do not fear that you have associated with Allah, that for which He has not sent down any authority to you. Which of the two parties has more right to security if you have any knowledge? He said that, why should I be afraid of what you have associated while you do not fear the Lord of the universe? And then he said that, especially I do not fear them because my Lord has not, the Lord of the universe has not said any kind of authority to you to associate with Him these idols. Because I have not received any message from my Lord to worship them, to associate with them. So he said that which party would be in the security if you have any knowledge. Then the beautiful verse comes in Quran, and inshallah we'll discuss this next verse in more detail. Alladina amnu walam yalbisu imanahum bil zulmi ulaika lahum amnu wa hum muhtadun. Those who believe and do not cloak means mix their faith with iniquity. What is iniquity? Injustice. Those are they for whom is the security, and they are the guided aright. Allah says, though those who are believer and they don't mix their faith with injustice, they are the one who will be in security. Those are the one who will be in aman, and they are the guided right. There's a discussion and the beautiful discussion is this way. It's very detailed in Mizan. We'll be in very brief and to the point, inshallah. That any injustice, when we do injustice, it affects our faith. And when it affects our faith, when our faith goes down, we sin. We become disobedient. That's why people who are in the surety, they don't sin like prophets. So any kind of injustice will affect our faith. The injustice what is described, especially in this situation, is injustice of shirk, polytheism. Because when this verse came, the companions of Prophet got very nervous about, because and they said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Prophet, who among us has not been unjust to himself? So Prophet said, it is not what you think. Have you not heard the virtuous servants saying that verily polytheism is the great injustice? It is indeed shirk. Because in Surah Luqman, Allah quoted Luqman, verily polytheism is the great injustice. So Prophet said, in this verse especially, it means shirk. Because shirk is the biggest zulm, injustice. Because all these verses are coming about shirk, and argument is going with the polytheists. So it is especially for this. And now this question was asked from our sixth Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Abu Basir asked this question. So Imam said, those are the Khawarij and their companions. There's a very beautiful story about this verse. That a man came from the tribe, because he was sent to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and say, ask Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is faith? Prophet, what is faith? Because in this verse came the Iman. What is faith? And Prophet described, he said, teach me what is faith. Prophet said, testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and establish the prayer, give the charity, fast in Ramadan, and do the pilgrimage of house. He said, I accept it. That's the faith. So after he hears Prophet, he sits on his camel and he wants to go back. And suddenly his camel goes into a hole and he falls down, head down, and he dies right there. Prophet said his deed was small, but he'll get inshallah abundant reward because he got faith. The faith is that we, faith is so important. Now, Mizan has given a detailed discussion about this, that faith is affected by injustice. One injustice is the specific injustice about the polytheism, but there's also general injustice. General injustice is sinning. Our sinning will affect our faith. The faith is not only in the Creator, but faith is about the Lord, the Rabb of our. That's the real faith. Everybody knows that is Creator, but Rabb in our all matters. That's the faith we are talking about. And the sin is any kind of sin except the sin which we do out of forgetfulness or ignorance. That will not affect much faith, but what will start affecting faith is your major sins. Major sins that will affect faith, because when you sin major faith, your faith goes down, and when your faith goes down, you do more sinning. So it is our sinning, and the level of injustice goes even higher level with scholars and ayatullahs. What is their level of injustice? Their level of injustice is this, that they do not do even makruhat. And they do mustabhat as much as they can do it. And they even stay away from mubah. What is mubah? Allowable things which are not in sinning or good deeds, like watching football game. That's a mubah. They won't even do that. They'll rather put their time in something, reading or worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's when they do that, when zulm is not there, then their faith goes to yaqeen. And then they are not disobedient. Because zulm could be zulm to other people, zulm to yourself. It's very hard to stay from zulm. So when you do that, when you don't sin, what happens? You come into aman, security. That's why we see ayatullah scholars, their face looks in security, aman, nur. Because they are not sinning, they are secured. You see the sinner, he's always anxious, depressed, irritable. You see that on his face. He's not in aman. You see ayatullah, you see nice, relaxed, because they are not sinning. So, they are the ones who are the guided ones. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتَنَا آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قُوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرْجَاتٍ مِّمَّنْ شَاءُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. And such was our argument which we gave to Ibrahim against his people. We raise up in the degrees whom he pleases. Verily your Lord is all wise, all knowing. He said, those were the arguments I gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Logic. Arguing with the logic in the sense, and which their people had no answer for it. Allah gave him the victory in the logic. And Allah raised the station high. He raised the station from friend to the Imam level. He kept giving, he made him first Nabi, then he made him Rasul. He kept raising his station higher and higher, because Allah knew, نَرْفَوْ دَرْجَاتِ مِمَّنْ نَشَاءُ, to whom he wished, he raised their station high. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surely Allah is wise and knowing. It was Allah's wisdom and Allah's knowledge which gave him such a high level. He deserved that. Ibrahim alayhi salam deserved that position, so Allah keep giving him higher. He made him all these different things, prophet and messenger and friend and imam. Allah said, Narfadajam in the Shah, Inna Rabbaka Hakeeman Aleem. All this grace comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To him, he wants to raise the station high with giving knowledge and obedience. And who got, and the real sense, this verse is more. Because then Allah stopped talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah talked about Narafu Darjad Miman Shah. He just got general. Means Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Darja came, the highest Darja came to Muhammad alayhi Muhammad. That there's a Darja. There's a Darja is so much that is beyond imagination. We want to see the Darja, see Imam Hussain alayhi salam. There is a Darja we are talking about because he is the waris of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the waris, he is the inheritor of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We read Jarat Wasir Warisa as him, is the inheritor of all these prophets. We read in this verse that he said, Imam alayhi salam, I don't fear anybody but Allah. But my Lord, we see in reality, in practice, how Prophet Imam Hussain alayhi salam with his companion, they were not afraid of anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are showed in the reality this thing, that they were not fear of Allah. Even the children, they are like that. That's what the teaching of Al-Bayt. And we see that there was hujjat going on, argument going on, Ibrahim alayhi salam had argument. The argument of Imam Hussain started when Yazid became the Khalifa. The argument started from that time. And the argument kept going till the 10th of Muharram came. Even he had a lot of sermons. Imam Hussain did sermons during from 2nd Muharram till 10th Muharram, several sermons to these people, enemy of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And he kept giving argument, they had no answer. Because his arguments were the right arguments. Since they did not have any answer, they took their swords out because they could not argue back with him. Because of his arguments, they became helpless, and Umar Asad started throwing arrows because he had no answer to his arguments. And when we read the verse of that who will be the security in Aman, the security on the face of Imam Hussain on the 10th Muharram was the best security. He has so much sukoon, he has so much security on the face. If you want to see the reality of his sukoon, you go in 40th of Muharram, you see 20 million people going to Karbala and ask them, why you are going to Karbala? They say that we get sukoon there. That is the place where we go for sukoon. He gives us sukoon. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.